97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Speaking of outdoors, I have to tell you, for a long time, one of my favorite getaways has been the Lake of the Ozarks. I had a boat that I used to keep down there, and I don't anymore, but I still miss it, Bo Matthews. Can I just tell you that?
You don't even have to own a boat anymore. You can rent one when you're there.
I know, but that's not always cost-effective. But still, it's
Yes, it is.
A boat is a hole in the water you pour money into, right? That's
no
what
kidding.
I keep telling myself.
Oh boy, yeah, the best in best 2 days of a boat owner's life, the day they buy it, the day they sell it. I've heard that story. Yeah,
lying.
As kids we used to just rent them, from John boats to pontoon boats, and let them deal with the maintenance and all that other stuff, insurance. That's just one way.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
As the temperatures are warming, we have this bipolar weather, Mark, and thinking a lot about the lake. And a lot of people are chomping at the bit to get down there. Friends have been going down there every other weekend just to get things ready. And so I was thinking, you know, we do a show talking about the great outdoors. And so that reminded me of my buddy Jerry Kirk. He's a member of the lake. It's actually Lake West Chamber. It's the Chamber of Commerce down at the lake. And welcome back to Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. He's been on before. But how are you, Jerry?
I'm good, Bo. How are you guys?
Great, man. Great. Thanks for taking my text late last night. Although I get random texts from Jerry, you know, after drawings are done for gun drawings, that, you know,
you
he's
too,
giving me crap.
You too, Jerry.
Oh, yeah. There's something going on there. I'm not sure yet. I'm working on trying to prove it, but there's definitely
enough.
Something going on.
I showed up at the last one just to check it out. It was Father Leo. I love Father Leo. He's honest as the day is long. So good.
Well, that's what I was wondering. How did they get to Father Leo? There has to be something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, so how many years are you in at Lamplighter now? Is it three?
Yeah, this will be the start of our third season.
Good for you, man. How is that experience? Because Jerry bought, it was like a childhood resort way back when, or you used to go as a child, right? And you ended up with it.
Right. We used to go there for years and always joked about buying it, and then the opportunity. The opportunity came up, and we did. And you know, now we're the owners, and you know, good, bad, or ugly, that's us, and that's what we're doing. And I tell you what, it's been a great experience, and things are going so much better than I ever thought they would. And we're having a great time. The lake is kind of on fire right now, I guess, you know.
Yeah, it's true. Where is Lamplighter? Is it right there by the dam, or is it further up?
No, we're actually on the 2 mile marker of the Niangua. So
okay.
we're right at the Highway 5 bridge, where it crosses the Niangua, and so we're basically right across the road from the Cave Bar, which is like the hottest place on the lake right now.
Okay, wow. Nice.
And what's the Lake West Chamber been up to in the quiet months? Are they planning anything big for changes around their area or anywhere around the lake?
Well, actually, you know, Bo, there's so much going on at the lake right now. There's so many big construction projects and things and changing, you know, stuff. And of course, everybody's really excited about this new HGTV series, the you know, Lakefront Empire that premiered a couple weeks ago. It's all about real estate at the lake and things that go on and you know, it profiles some of the real estate agents of the lake and deals that they're doing and things like that. So that's been a huge thing. There's two different casino plans in the works. There's the huge, there's the huge hotel and convention center development with a new amusement park, Ferris wheel, all at the bridge there in Osage Beach, across from where the clown and the poop deck used to be. So there's just a lot of big projects going on right now.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I did see somebody post on Facebook yesterday about some construction along the strip by the dam there. What's that all about, Jerry? Are they tearing out some of the older buildings up through there and remodeling? Is that's not where they're putting a casino, is it?
No, that's a developer there is. I saw that same article. I'm really, you know, obviously we're torn about that.
Yeah.
If you're of a certain age, like I am, you remember going to all those places, you know, now the Indian guy, Chief Osage or whatever, is being redone and that kind of stuff. But some of the old places that we used to go to as kids or young, you know, teenagers and young adults, those are kind of going away and being redone. And I don't know that there's a specific plan for what's going to be rebuilt there right now.
Okay.
But I guess they're going to, you know, clean some things up along there and do that kind of stuff. The dam has there's another big project going in there, a rooftop bar and some other things. We spent some time down there last summer with like during bike week and things like that. And I got to tell you, there's some great restaurants and bars and patios and stuff there along the dam that are really fun place. You know, everybody wants to be in the water all the time, but you can have a great time right down there on the strip still. It's really nice.
And on the subject matter of owning a boat or renting a boat, which way do you lean?
Well, I gotta tell you, guys are making me feel like an idiot. I'm actually living on my boat right now. So here,
Jerry Kirk is a boat person. Are you kidding me? I didn't.
Yeah.
So I'm actually living on the boat right now. So, but it's you were making me kind of feel bad. But we do also have boat rentals at the resort. We actually just bought we just bought an additional one. So now we have a couple pontoon boats couple tri-tunes that we rent, and if you go to the lake 2 or 3 times a year, renting's the way to go. You know, it's a lot more reasonable. Agree. You don't have the hassles, you know, all that kind of thing. So that's the way to do it.
Jerry, you being part of the Lake West Chamber, do you have your finger on the pulse of real estate? And, I mean, do you have to be a gazillionaire to go down and get a condo? A lot of people are working remotely now so they can choose where they want to live. And that may be a goal. That's a goal for me and my wife. I mean, do you have to be a gazillionaire, or are there reasonable properties there that, you know, the average, you know, what do you call it, nuclear family could maybe go down and just enjoy?
Absolutely, Bo. You know, that's the great thing about the lake is, my wife Laura, she has a real estate license, and she just had a new listing yesterday, a really nice 3-bedroom, 2-bath condo with a boat slip and a couple jet ski slips, and it's priced at $350,000. You know,
wow.
I'd say you're anywhere from 250 to, they had a house that sold last year at the lake for $13 million. So
there's the entire, yeah. Mark Cox. There's an entire, that's Mark's house.
Yeah, it was actually. There's a whole range of pricing for real estate there. The great thing about the lake is real estate taxes. That's why a lot of people are moving to Lake of the Ozarks, because you get the lakefront living, especially from other states, without the really high real estate taxes and things like that. So that's what's made the place so popular, and kind of I think led to some of the explosive growth when you see, you know, people that move, especially from some of the West Coast states and things like that, and see what you can buy compared to what you're buying in California or even
Florida.
You know, Florida. Yeah, places like that. It's pretty amazing where you can live and how you can live at the lake.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I mean, I'm like you. I've enjoyed it for years. The strip is always, and I didn't grow up here, so my wife certainly stayed there, a couple of those little hotels, motels right along the strip when she was a kid, and some of them were falling into disrepair. So I guess if they're upgrading some of those a little bit, I understand, like the old time photo building, mm-hmm. and a couple of those were the ones that were involved in this demolition, and something new is going to go in that area. So change is good sometimes, right?
Yeah, but a big change would be the casino. What's the take on the casino? Is that really going to happen? Because I know people have been saying that was going to happen in Branson, and that never happened. But could there be a casino resort down there?
There's actually two different proposals right now that are actually moving forward. So I don't think anybody knows anything for sure yet, but I'm sure it's going to happen. You know what I mean? It's been, of course, that's been talked about for years, but it looks like this time it is going to happen for sure. So I think that's something, you know, that's going to move forward. This new development in Osage Beach with the amusement park and all that kind of thing, that's going to be a pretty big step up for the lake with the hotel and convention center and you know, more rooms, I'm sure that amusement park's going to attract some people, different things to do. And I'll tell you, one of the other great things that's going on at the lake is the Ballpark National, the they have the facility for all the baseball tournaments and things like that. And that's gained a lot of popularity. In fact, I think it doubled in size from last year. And they're doing really, really well. So a lot of teams are coming from out of, you know, a lot of people plan their tournaments and then their vacation at the lake all at the same time.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because the only time I was in a rock star mansion was the former owner of Chuck's Boots, Randy. He invited my wife down to his place, and man, his place was cool. And it was right on the water. I just felt like a rock star, a rapper. I'm sure you think rapper when you think of me. But he is a big part of that baseball venue for people coming in from all over the country for tournaments. And yep. I think Rammer and George Weber, I think, is part of it. It's really a cool facility.
Mm-hmm. And they're making a lot of improvements, doing stuff. We actually just partnered with them. We're one of the we're a hotel kind of hospitality partner with them. Because we think it's good business. Another great place at the lake is the Ozark Amphitheater is bringing in some good. There's some good talent like Whiskey Myers will be there this year. I think REO Speedwagon. And that's a great venue too. We partnered with them last year also and provide transportation for our guests and things. And that's an awesome. It's a really, really cool venue, fun place. It's great, and they have a wide variety of different acts that they bring in.
Yeah, who else did we say? Carl Allison Strauss, isn't she coming down there?
Yeah, I believe so.
With the guy from Led Zeppelin, that'll
Robert
be awesome.
Plant.
Robert Plant. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy. They've got an interesting lineup. They keep announcing new. New concerts and things like that, almost every week. So it's really, and it's just a really cool venue. I mean, it's a neat place.
Well, Jerry, you did mention the TV show that they're doing at the Lake of the Ozarks. I mean, I was watching Ozark the other day, and I thought there was already a casino there and a big drug production nearby.
the boat casino, right?
Yeah, Missouri Bell or whatever they called it.
Right.
Exactly, the blue cat lounge.
You know, and even though it's funny because we were where were we? We were overseas last year. I think we were on our way to Italy, and we run into these people at this airport, and we're asking where they're from. They're asking where we're from. They were from like Germany, and when we told them we're from Missouri, Ozark is the first show they brought up. It's not really like that. Just so you know, the whole world has that impression because of that show. I'm just telling you,
we're not going there. It's scary. Great marketing move, Hollywood.
we're here in Southwest Florida a lot, and it's amazing how popular. Because it's such a big powerboat place.
Yes,
Lake of the Ozarks is just just a magnet for people, and there's just a real connection between Southwest Florida and Lake of the Ozarks. People down here talk about it all the time. They want to go there. They want to go there with their boats. The shootout weekend with the races and all that kind of stuff is known all over the country. So it's really. Ozark put a different kind of spin on the place, but there's people that people talk about going there all the time. We have people ask us about it constantly.
All right. Well, Jerry, thanks again for joining us on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Always good to talk to you, and we will see you at Lamplighter. What's the website for Lamplighter?
It's lamplighterresort.com.
That's easy enough. All right, Jerry. Thank you much, and have a great rest of your weekend. Thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thank you, guys. Hope we'll see you at the lake this summer.
Oh, it'd be great.
Absolutely.
All right. Yep, Jerry, thank you. We appreciate that. Yeah, I love
it. You bet, guys.
Yep.
Thanks
see you
a lot.
Now. Yep. That's good stuff. Yeah, I love going down there and just hanging out. And even if you don't have a boat, but it's nicer if you have a boat. I hate going to a lake and having to look out and see everybody else having fun. That's what drives me crazy.
Right.
Oh, man.
Well, the casino thing is interesting, though, as far as revenue for the area, taxes. I don't know. I think... I'm surprised that they never did it in Branson.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep, me too.
Anyway.
Me too. That's it. Well,
all right, well, good to talk to that guy.
Absolutely, and that's going to do it for this edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
All right, have a great rest of your weekend, everybody. See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.